Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is August 31st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Digitoxin in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction. This study found that digitoxin, when added to guideline-directed medical therapy, significantly reduced the composite risk of death or hospitalization for worsening heart failure in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction. While digitoxin showed benefit, serious adverse events were more frequent in the digitoxin group. Article number 2. Multidomain rehabilitation for older patients with myocardial infarction. A multidomain rehabilitation program involving cardiovascular risk factor control, diet, and exercise in older adults post-myocardial infarction significantly reduced cardiovascular death or unplanned hospitalization. This highlights the importance of comprehensive rehabilitation in improving outcomes for elderly patients after a heart attack. Article number 3. Increasing the potassium level in patients at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias. Actively increasing potassium levels to the high normal range in patients with ICDs and at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias significantly reduced the risk of appropriate ICD therapy, unplanned hospitalization for arrhythmia or heart failure, or death. This study supports targeting higher normal potassium levels in high-risk cardiovascular patients. Article number 4. Reduction of antihypertensive treatment in nursing home residents. A strategy of progressively reducing antihypertensive medications in frail elderly nursing home residents with systolic blood pressure below 130 millimeters of mercury did not result in lower all-cause mortality compared to usual care. Therefore, de-intensifying antihypertensive therapy in this population appears to be a safe strategy. Article number 5. Clinical presentation and outcomes after surgery for mitral regurgitation. Real-world insights from the MITRACURE International Registry. This registry study revealed that patients undergoing mitral valve surgery for mitral regurgitation are often referred late in the disease process, with advanced symptoms and low rates of early intervention. The findings highlight a need for strategies to improve early detection, referral, and management of mitral regurgitation to optimize outcomes. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.